hand, if there's anybody who controls the rights to Blade Runner who happens to be listening to this, I'd be more than glad to volunteer my services to put together the ultimate Blade Runner collection for the 20th anniversary edition DVD mm-hmm. coming out. And I'm sure that'll fall on deaf ears. But
it is too bad. Because they've re-released stuff that I've thought, why did they do this? You know, because there's Blade Runner out there, and it just hasn't been given its due.
Yeah.
So do you think we'll ever see a day where there'll be a complete Blade Runner release?
There's some releases that are pretty complete. The only, of course, those are bootlegs. Mm-hmm. You're talking about official releases.
Yes.
It's hard to say. Vangelis is kind of semi-retired now, and he was very elusive when he was even, when he was in his heyday, and now he's even more so. I don't think he likes to revisit the past. I think the only way there would be a release like that is if you had, and Vangelis probably, he is so hands-on in anything that he puts out that he would probably never let the studio or anybody else just give him free rein to put out something.
Hmm.
And I would guess, just from what I've read, that he probably wouldn't do that. He may surprise me. I've heard rumors about that, especially with the 20th anniversary and the new Ridley Scott cut coming out, that there's been talk of that. And I wish somebody would take it on. I think a box set, I think there's enough material there with the cues that, and plus you could put in some other things that would be fun, like the radio special, some of the cues from the screening version.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a lot of opportunity, even some from the video game. He did a good job on that. Some of the cuts are amazing how closely he mirrored, original performances and the vibe. I mean, some of them, I mean, and I know this soundtrack pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first listened to that, I was completely fooled by his version of Blade Runner Blues on the Westwood Edition bootleg.
Yep.
When I first heard that, I thought, oh, they threw in a Vangelis cut. And I listened to that several times, and then one day as I was listening, I just, something struck me. I did a side-by-side comparison, and then I realized Frank did this almost note for note. But it was just amazing that he was able to get that close in texture.
Mm-hmm.
And he obviously had a very... he was obviously very reverential in his treatment of that.
So now, what are your favorite cues off of the Blade Runner score?
Oh, it's like asking which one of your children is your favorite. Here are some things that I think are real interesting. The first time when I first watched the movie, the cue that really captivated me is the cue where Gaff and Deckard are flying to the Tyrell Pyramid.
Okay.
It's actually a reprise of the main titles.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great. There's also another one that I really like, the one where the spinner first takes off and goes to police headquarters. That was blended in, and this is another example of Vangelis, kind of revisionist history of Vangelis. On the official release, it's actually the end of main titles, but it actually has nothing to do with main titles, really. but that's a separate cut on some of the bootlegs, and that's a real nice cut. Like that, and of course Rachel's song. Oh, Rachel's song. Here's something that I discovered. Rachel's song was supposedly composed for the movie, and not used in the movie. And then he released it on the official Blade Runner soundtrack in 1994. I was curious about that. I knew Mary Hopkin is the woman who had the '60s hit "Those Were the Days."
Right.
And so I went out on the web, and it's amazing what you can find on the web. I mean, there's something for every sickness on the web. And I thought, I'll bet somebody somewhere might have some information about what she was doing in 1982. And believe it or not, I found this fan website of Mary Hopkin that listed every live performance and every studio date that she's ever done in her whole career. And so I just went to 1982 and looked it up, and sure enough, she had the Vangelis session there. So, mm-hmm. So she actually did her vocal part in 1982. So it laid my he probably enhanced the track in other ways, but the vocal was done in 1982. Sure enough, had been composed for the film and not used. File that under Amazing Things you can find on the internet, whether you want to know it or not.
Well, thanks, Bentley, for your time today. It was fantastic talking to you about Blade Runner and the music that went with it on this 20th anniversary of Blade Runner.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Rob. It's my pleasure to talk with you. Good luck with the radio program.